Hallelujah.
And this verb, if something like a big trunk is too heavy to pick up, you might say, I just had to put it across the floor.
Slide it across the floor.
Okay, slide it, or maybe a word that begins with a D, I just had to cross the floor. Okay, I'm looking for the word drag. Say if you did that action yesterday, you say yesterday I
dragged it across the floor.
Okay. And if you've done it several times, you say I've that thing a lot recently.
I don't know.
What would you just say in that position? Can I say something?
Drag.
Okay. All right. And I have to that thing right now.
Drag.
Okay. What about the thing that farmers use to break up the land with before they're going to plant? You just call that just a
plow.
Okay. Do you know what you would call something that's similar to a plow? But it's used to break up the ground finer after you get through plowing with the plow the first time.
Tiller.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something that's spelled H-A-R-R-O-W?
No.
Okay, how would you say that?
Harrow.
And talking about a wagon, or a car for that matter, the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit on to,
mm-hmm.
You just call that a
axle.
Sure. Yeah. And these things are wooden frames that carpenters use. We used to just show you what I'm thinking about. Looks something like that.
A workhorse.
Okay. Have you ever seen one that was, it's still a wooden frame, but it's shaped kind of like an X? You could put a log or a piece of wood right in the middle to brace it and cut it off.
No.
And see anything like that?
No.
Okay. And something that you would use in the morning on your hair. You might use either a comb or
a brush.
Yeah. And the verb, you say you're going to do what to your hair?
Brush.
Sure. Years ago, men used to use straight razors, you know, to shave. Have you ever seen these long leather things that they sharpen them on?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know the name of it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call it a strap or a strop?
No.
That's not familiar. Okay. Well, say if I just ask you to pronounce the word strop, how would you say it?
Strop.
All right, let's say, talking about guns, you put a shell in a shotgun, but you put what in a pistol or a rifle?
A bullet.
Okay. Do you have another name for it besides bullet? Something begins with the letter C?
Yeah.
All right, what about, you know, a lot of people have tape players in their cars. We call those plastic things.
Cassettes.
Is there another word for it that begins with a C besides cassette? C-A-R-T-R-I-D-G?
Cartridge.
Yeah, okay. And something that you probably played on when you were a girl, it's just a board, and one child sits on one end and one.
Seesaw.
Yeah. What would you say you were doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. And something, again, the children play on. Could be a long plank that's anchored in the middle, except you go around and around and around like that.
Merry-go-round.
Heard of that called a flying gig?
No.
Okay. And something that's real common, it's usually hung from the limb of a tree with ropes and a seat.
Swing.